Book 1. Chapter 1. Unwelcome Visitors. Odysseus, king of Ithaca, lay on his stomach amongst a clump of fern. Leaves and twigs were tangled in his thick red-brown beard, and his face and hands were smeared with earth so that only the whites of his eyes were visible in the undergrowth. He remained perfectly still and silent as he looked down the slope towards a clearing in the dense woodland, where 2 dozen men sat around a large fire and ate stew from wooden bowls. Their features were grey and blurred in the twilight, but it was clear from their armaments and the sound of their heavily accented voices that they were not Ithacans. "That's them, Eperitus," Odysseus whispered, nodding decisively. "They're not a hunting party or a group of woodsmen. They're the bandits we're looking for. Can you hear what they're saying?" Eperitus, captain of Odysseus's guard, lay shoulder to shoulder with the king. "Most of it," he replied, turning an ear towards the circle of men. Despite the distance, his acute hearing, which, like the rest of his god-gifted senses, was unnaturally sharp, could easily pick out the words of their conversation. "Something about a troop of dancing girls and, well, you can probably guess the rest." A roar of harsh laughter broke out below them. "They met the girls in Pylos, but from their accents it sounds like they're Thessalians." "Then they've a long journey back home," Odysseus said, watching the men thoughtfully and tapping at his teeth with a nail-bitten forefinger. Eperitus scratched at his closely cropped black beard. "The problem is, we were told there were 6 of them, not 4 times that amount, and we've only brought 20 men with us." Odysseus leaned his large, muscular torso to one side and looked at his old friend, a glimmer of playful mockery in his green eyes. "When we landed on Samos yesterday morning, you told me you were itching for a fight. In fact, hardly a month's gone by in the past 10 years when you haven't reminisced about the old days or longed for a proper battle to come along. Now the opportunity's arrived. All you can do is complain." Eperitus screwed his lips to one side and fixed his eyes on the camp below. Even though he knew Odysseus was poking fun at him, the king's words still stung. No other man on Ithaca, not even Odysseus himself, desired glory in battle as much as he did. The islanders were simple folk whose happiness was found in their homes and families, but Eperitus was an exile from a distant city who'd never lost the...